a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway of the Midnight Rider here on RBN. We're talking with Josh Reeves tonight, host of the Global Reality that you can hear every Saturday morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. And so if you're an early bird, got to get up and check out Josh on Saturday. You got a great show. And we're talking tonight about this satellite that was shot down tonight by a missile launched from a Navy cruiser. Out around Hawaii, oddly enough, Bella Luna in the Midnight Rider Show chat room mentions that Kona, Hawaii, Josh, is at a latitude of 19.5 degrees.
Well, there you go. And I'll have to look into this, but I can almost guarantee you if Kona, Hawaii is a 19.3 degree latitude, that means that it would have to directly line up with Sirius. And Sirius is very much staked in what these people worship and what they believe. And, I mean, that, you know, that's another show. It gets pretty deep as far as that goes. But, you know, I mean, the person asked about the significance of 33, and I was mentioning that before we went to the break. And one of the other significance about that, Mike, is if you go all the way back to, you know, if you look into what these people worship and all the way back to where, you know, the secret knowledge comes from that Freemasonry has, it goes all the way back to Sumeria, Babylon, Mesopotamia, the cradle of civilization on this earth. Well, that the ancient Sumerian civilization actually fell and landed there in what is now Iraq, where we're currently in a slaughter for. I don't call it a war; I call it a slaughter. That's what it is. But you know, where we're currently there, that also falls in the 33rd degree, and you have that area was originally known as Cydonia. Well, there's an area on Mars called Cydonia, where of course the well-known face that was found on Mars exists, as well as there's pyramid-looking structures that are found on Mars right next to the face. That is also located on the 33rd parallel, and so it's very, you know, it's very indicative of that number. You have Jesus Christ, who was allegedly crucified when he was 33. On and on and on and on. This number is just significant, and really, we know a lot about why it's significant, but we also don't know a whole lot about why it's significant. It's still a mystery, but also another interesting thing is that the atomic number of arsenic, Mike, of arsenic is 33.
Poison. Especially, well, a little here and there is not bad, but it'll still eventually kill you. Somebody in the chat room also wants to know that I heard if someone blows up a satellite orbiting the Earth, it will take out the rest of the satellite from the flying debris and make it impossible for newer satellites to be sent up. That's not exactly the case. That can be a problem. A lot of it depends on the orbits of where other satellites are at. 150 miles is pretty darn low for a satellite. Actually, 150 miles up is about where the space shuttle normally operates. They get the International Space Station, I think, around 200 miles up. But still, that's right around the area where the shuttle normally operates. So it might cause a problem for them. But there's so much junk up there now, and a lot of it is big enough to cause a problem. And we'll come back in a minute with more on the Midnight Rider. 800-313-9443. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Midnight Rider on the Wednesday night edition, 20th of February, 2008. Glad you're with us and for the program tonight. Talking with Josh Reeves of the Global Reality. Josh, your website, globalreality.com, right?
It's www.theglobalreality.com.
Theglobalreality.com. Maybe that's why I didn't get to it. theglobalreality.com. And, you know, I know a lot of people are listening to it and just go, well, I don't believe any of this type of cult nonsense. That's not really the key here, whether we believe it or not. It's the fact that these people do.
Oh, absolutely. I think this stuff's a bunch of hogwash, but these people believe in it. So it's you have to, you know, if you want to get to the root of why these people do the things they do, and you want to get to the root of the secret knowledge and figure out why these people believe that they have the right to be an elite and why they think they have the right to rule over a slave class, Mike, is the reason to get it, you know, to get involved in researching this stuff. Again, whether or not you and I believe in it or not is really irrelevant to the fact that these people put great care into doing these things precisely in times and alignments with the moon and the sun and things of that nature.
Yeah, indeed. Let's take a phone call here. We got Graybeard in Tennessee. Holy Graybeard, thanks for waiting. You're on the program.
How you all doing tonight?
We're doing doing great. Just don't want to be shot at by a missile.
Well, I got out the back door about, oh, I don't know, it was between 8 and 9, I guess. I don't know. I really didn't even look at the clock, but that eclipse had already started, and you can see the left hand edge of the moon being cut off, and it was definitely red.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if a bunch of clouds didn't come in after that. So I can't even see the moon right now, but I guess that doesn't really fully do it till about 2 in the morning, so I got a couple hours. Hopefully all these clouds will blow on through by then. But I'm just curious to know how much plutonium is inside this boxcar-sized satellite thing and blowing it up and scattering plutonium all over the Earth's atmosphere. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know about, and I don't trust any of them.
Yeah, I think, Josh, and you can comment as well, I think that's been one of their main concerns, is that, one, they don't want these lenses from the telescopes and things that they're using up there with a spy satellite to be found. But, two, I don't think they want the American people or people around the world to find out that they've got plutonium batteries circling the Earth. It's one thing to send one out on Cassini that's heading to Saturn and it's not hanging around. When you got them orbiting your planet, I think that's another thing entirely.
I understand they're the plutonium-based small nuclear reactors powering a lot of these.
Yeah. That's what's powering Voyager 1 and 2 right now. That have been in.
Well, that's all I got to say, but I did get to see the start of the moon. I hope that the rest of the people, besides where I'm at, and see it. I'd give anything to see that thing full blast.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen it. It was cloudy here tonight, and we just didn't get a chance to see it. Graybeard, thanks for the call. Josh, your thoughts on the plutonium battery and the likelihood that it was installed in the satellite?
Yeah, I want to comment on that real quick because, if you watch, there's some great documentaries by a guy named Chris Everard. His website is enigmatv.com. He's got two films called Secret Space and Secret Space 2. And Secret Space 1 covers a lot of stuff we're talking about tonight with the Apollo missions, things of that nature. But in Secret Space 2 goes into more of the other stuff with Sumeria and things of that nature. But at the beginning of that, they talk about different UFOs and things of that nature. One of the things they mention, and they show a video footage of a crashing satellite over Mexico, I believe it was in 2003, and this was, from all reports, a U.S. spy satellite. And this thing just looked like a gigantic, fiery fireball coming down. If I'm not mistaken, according to him, the environmental fallout from one of these things crashing into the atmosphere is the equivalent of like 50, 10 kiloton nuclear bombs or something of that nature. So the effects of them falling and burning up into the atmosphere is much worse than they are if they're shot down. Now, if they're shot down and they're imploded, the fallout from these things is minimized, and it's not really as drastic as it is if they come crashing into the atmosphere of Earth.
Yeah. But the thing, these plutonium batteries, last a long time. You get Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 that are sitting out, one headed north, the other one headed south, at the edge of the solar system, and they're still operating. They're still communicating with Earth-based tracking stations. They're still delivering data, and these plutonium batteries have been running now for over 30 years. And just, you imagine one of those falls back to Earth. Again, the environmental impact. Now, of course, if they're intact, put them in some lead shielding and Bubba is off the grid tomorrow. But still, hey, darling, we don't have no more electric bill now. I mean, things are going to glow a little bit, baby, but that's all right. We're living free and clean. Here. I mean, still, the environmental impact. That one of those, crashing back to Earth and getting loose can absolutely be huge. I mean, the number, you say the thing was to land in Yellowstone, the number of animals and things that could be done to the environment there could be huge. Or if it fell into a city, you've got radiation everywhere. you know, into a residential neighborhood, it might be hours or days before somebody even comes across it in a backyard. And by that time, man, you've radiated the whole place.
Yeah, it's, you know, the environmental fallout is really what these people are, you know, are really trying to cover up. I mean, they don't want to even let you know, Mike. I mean, they're not even admitting in the mainstream media these things have any kind of plutonium or any kind of nuclear power in them at all. So the fact that they're not even offering that up right there tells you what the real story is.
And the chat room is that they're asking, we have a subject that's taboo, a did NASA put man on the moon? Actually, it's not a taboo subject. And maybe we'll do a show on it one night. And you know, get both sides of the issue on. And have a dandy little debate on it. I think that'd be a good show. But it's not a taboo subject. But it's a tangent regarding what we're talking about
tonight.
yeah. I mean it's its own entity and subject. You know, that I don't want to get off into. But yet, in some ways, it's inexorably related to all of this, because you know, you wonder how much of it really is real, how much of it is science fiction. And how much of it up there we don't know about. That's the scary thing to me, is how much is up there that we don't know about, and things that are actually being done. Are there manned platforms up there that make the International Space Station look like essentially like a trailer, you know, like a trailer park reject up there, you know, that are up there? And my answer to that, in my mind, in my gut, I have no evidence. Not just pure speculation on my part, but my thinking, my gut says, yeah, there's all kinds of things going on up there that we don't know about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's been reports of structures on the moon that there's one called the Tower on the moon that I don't know if you've seen that, Mike. I guess you have. That's, I mean, this thing's reported to be over 20 miles high. There's all sorts of roads. I mean, there's been reports of activity and lights and all things, crazy things of that nature on the moon going back to the Elizabethan era when the advent of telescopes. So people have always seen strange things on the moon. And, you know, I think it would be naive to think that there isn't something up there that we don't know about, off space platforms, things of that nature. There are some people who believe that that there's way stations for UFOs on the moon. I don't know, but you know, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff, Mike. But again, the moon thing, we could get into that, and I have lots of information pertaining either way. So if you ever decide to do a show on that, let me know.
That'll be a hoot. I'd like to do a show on it sometime. Yeah, you get all these aliens coming by, and there's a flashing sign on the dark side of the moon that says, stop, eat at Denny's.
Oh, yeah.
Vincent Montana, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard.
Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago. Montana.
I'm in Chicago.
Well, how are things in Chicago?
Things are fine over here. You know, a few years ago, I was listening to Richard Hoagland on the Art Bell program, and the entire program was about this occult esoteric symbology, and he was talking about the number 33 and 19.5. Well, I happened to get through on the phone, and I asked Richard Hoagland, in a nutshell, what is it about this number 33? And he said, basically, the heart of the matter is that there are 33 turns in a strand or a helix of DNA.
Right.
And that was the main issue, and apparently this might be part of some lost knowledge or part of the whole Masonic lore or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty deep, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
It runs really deep.
Another thing, too, I'm going to even connect the number 33 to the 9/11 thing. The Twin Towers, the outer girders of the Twin Towers were exactly 33 inches apart.
Yeah, there's a ton of symbolism.
With both
the towers as well.
I have heard that there's a Masonic lore about the Twin Towers of, there's some sort of lore about the rebuilding of the towers. It's like a Masonic parable. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah,
you have.
Yeah, I can. I got some information saying that the original two Twin Towers were actually represented by Enel and Enniki, which is also the double-headed phoenix. The Masonic cornerstones were laid on 9/11, on September 11th, for both the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Both of those were laid on 9/11. They both had represent the two pillars, John the Baptist, John the Revelator, and the new Freedom Tower, which opens in 2012, is going to be 1,776 feet tall, with a Masonic obelisk on top, representing the year the Illuminati was founded by Adam Weishaupt.
incredible.
Back in a minute with more. Vince, if you like, you can hang with us. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. You want to join us, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing, hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up. And your fever down. I knew someday you would fly away. So leave me if you need to.
Midnight Rider. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. We've got Vince in Chicago on the phone with us tonight, and we've been talking about the satellite shoot down. And Josh Reeves is with us from the Global Reality that's here every Saturday morning on RBN from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Also, he has a weekly show that runs Monday through Friday on the TruthNet Radio Network from 1 to 4 p.m., also titled The Global Reality. He gets a name he likes and he sticks with it. It makes it a lot easier not having to come up with a name for this one and a name for that one. So Saturday is kind of like a wrap-up of what he did during the week. So it's kind of like the digest version, the Reader's Digest version on Saturdays from 7 to 9, the abridged version. But so there we go. Vince, anything else that you had on your mind? Because I know we cut you off quick there.
Yeah, I'll just chime in real quickly about the moon controversy. You know, I was a young boy when I watched the Apollo missions, and I've always had a real interest in that. And all my life I had believed that we had gone to the moon. But after I started being exposed to some of these pretty crazy things going on in our country the last 15 or 20 years, I started doing some deep research, and I've done quite a bit of research. And I don't believe that the Apollo missions took a man to the moon. I think if you do the research, you will find out that man did not go to the moon during Apollo. And I don't know if it was a grand fraud. Maybe the money was used for some other programs that could have taken us to the moon. But the Apollo technology could not have safely gotten a man to the moon. There's just no way.
Yeah, we'll do a show on it one night. Because it's an intriguing subject. But I'm like you, I grew up watching that thing launch, seeing Neil Armstrong on the moon in black and white, in ratty black and white when we had color inside the craft. Here you are seeing Mike Collins sitting there eating his little heat and eat meal in full color, and then there's Neil and Buzz in dirty old black and white. I could never understand why they did that. But yeah, I will do a show on it one night. I'll get together.
Yeah, Mike, you might want to research a guy by the name of David Percy. He made a documentary called What Happened on the Moon.
Yeah.
It's about a 3.5-hour, it's like a 3-part documentary. They used to have that on Google until Google started taking down all the good documentaries. But yeah, David Percy, What Happened on the Moon, that's one of the best I've seen. But anyway,
I've seen bits and pieces of it, yeah.
All right. Carry
Thanks
on,
for the
guys.
Call.
Great show, Mike.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Vince. Yeah, we'll do a show on it. I think it'll be interesting. Maybe get a little roundtable discussion going of did we or didn't we? Me, I guess I'll be just deluded in my own little mind in the meantime and just say, well, it was there. It was beautiful. They brought home lots of rocks. Thank you. Because there's a lot of questions about the size of the lunar module regarding fuel, the fact there wasn't a lot of dust kicked up when the lunar module took off. The airworthiness and flightworthiness of the lunar modules also, I think, has been called into question a number of times. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, the radiation of the Van Allen belt and other things. I mean, you could go into a whole litany of things regarding that trip there, whether it occurred, whether it didn't, or it could have occurred and didn't. One aspect of it, Josh, they made it seem very leisurely, but the Chinese and the Japanese both with probes they've sent to the moon had been very, very careful, and even we've even sent one back there. They've been very careful about getting these probes and satellites into a very careful orbit, and it takes quite a bit of time, whereas opposed to, it was just the Apollo flight, flying in, hitting lunar orbit, insertion orbit, boom, it's there, lunar module comes out and lands. So, yeah, there's an awful lot of questions to be answered, and we'll do a show on one night. I think that'll be pretty cool, so. So there we go. But go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, absolutely. There's a lot of evidence either way. I mean, they have a 2.5-mile replica of the Sea of Tranquility where they landed in New Mexico. Again, you mentioned the Van Allen belts. Everybody needs to check out the documentary Secret Space. It's on Google Videos. Lots of information pertaining to that there.
Very cool. We'll come back and we'll finish up with Josh on the other side. And if you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You're tuned into the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away, I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham, smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and have all let the poor boy down. Hey.
Here on the Midnight Rider on our beginning. Yeah, it is so funny. Every time the subject of do we go to the moon comes up, it always brings up so much conversation and so much interest. So we will do a show on it very soon, and I'll do some research hopefully this weekend, and we'll get a show together and have at it. I think that'll be fun. In relation to this satellite, Josh, and the ramifications, do you see in your mind, I mean, you're looking at the news every day, and we kind of have an idea of how these people operate. Are we going to see an arms race in space?
I think we're going to see the smoke and mirrors equivalent of one, Mike, but the only arms race that there's going to be is us racing to get these things up in time to be able to shoot everybody else's down. I mean, look, China and Russia and the rest of these guys, they don't have a stand. They don't have a chance in hell of being able to combat our technological precision, our technological advancements that we have. I mean, the only reason they're putting up a show about it is because they know, Mike, that this is a foregone conclusion. They know these weapons are already partially there and on their way to full completion and fruition, and they're scared. So that's why they're trying to make a big show about it in the media, in the public, and they're trying to basically out us and say, look, they're trying to put up space-based weapons. Ooh, it's bad, because they know they don't have a chance in hell, and they know once we get these things up, their supremacy is over, and they're going to have to bow down to whoever controls those weapons.
Oh, yeah, well, most certainly, because, I mean, it eliminates mutual assured destruction. And I guess, you know, something that we always talked about, you know, regarding nuclear weapons was that you launch on me, I launch on you, and you're going to die, I'm going to die, so it's better not to launch. But with this, it's who gets on it first and who gets on it best and who takes out the other's material in space as well, and you would instantly have... You take out, you know, one country's space-based weapons, instantly you have total domination. You rule the world. I mean, just by the mere fear of, hey, if you don't do as we tell you, then we particle beam your butt. Sorry. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for the picnic, Johnny. Tell them what they've won. It's phasers locked on kill, and Mr. Sulu's got the photon torpedoes locked and loaded. And that's essentially why. I mean, that's essentially where we're at, Josh.
Yeah.
This is a whole Star Trek kind of thing right here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stuff is way beyond anything. I mean, I talked about it a little bit earlier in the week. I've been doing research on, so I'm about to build a new computer, you know, and I'm building a really nice computer and all this stuff. So I was looking into all this different stuff, and I came across this information pertaining to this computer called the Ranger. And it's in a place in Austin, and it's a supercomputer that they're building. They got a $59 million research grant from the National Science Foundation, and they're building this in conjunction with DARPA and with Sun Microsystems. This thing has 34,000 something individual dual quad core processor nodes, and you know, this thing it just takes up floors and floors and things. And Mike, what you have to start thinking about when you start thinking about it in terms of these giant supercomputers is you really have to boil it down to what is going to be the uses for these things, because there's really only very few, either to track societal movements of people, which they know they can already do. They already know what we're going to do 10 years ahead of time. Either to for some sort of advanced weapon system, or either that, or it could be for some high advanced propulsion system. For some sort of, you know, I mean, there you go, ties in right with the warp drive, something of that nature, or something to manipulate reality or to tie in with Project Bluebeam or Hologram, something of that nature. But, Mike, there's only a few things that something with that much computer power can be used for, and it's pretty scary when you start boiling it down to those few things.
Well, you bring up warp drive, and back to Star Trek, ion drive has been successfully tested by a probe that NASA launched called Deep Space One, and it was successfully tested and used. I mean, they had some problems with it initially and found that there was a speck of dust, and they managed to get it gone, and the engine fired up. And the spacecraft performed from a propulsion standpoint exactly the way it was supposed to. And again, you know, this ion power is going to be a matter of scale. So you scale it up, and you're going to be able to move a spacecraft at enormous speeds, because what an ion drive does is it starts, and you continue to pick up speed. And it just continues to pick up and pick up and pick up. So, I mean, you know, literally you could be out of the solar system and off, you know, towards another system in months or years, as opposed to centuries. So it's very interesting, the technologies that are there and that are available, and the power that these things generate, and lasers. I mean, you've got Russian nuclear warheads right now that are being fitted into silos, new missiles that will withstand particle beam attacks, laser attacks, missile attacks, and the whole nine yards. I mean, they've got a full set of countermeasures available, and we're going to sit and try to figure a way out how to deal with them, because eventually, someday, somebody is going to get the nerve, and somebody's going to be stupid and launch some of this stuff, you know, either from space or from on the ground. And eventually somebody's going to get stupid, and somebody needs to have a way to counteract these type of weapons. I mean, why we created the damn things in the first place, I have no clue, because, I mean, they've been nothing but a bane to the entire planet since we made the two that hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And oddly enough, here we are, Josh, the country that talks about the home of the free, land of the brave, spreading democracy everywhere, and we're the only country in the world that's actually dropped them on anybody.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing about it is, you know, I mean, you want to talk, we could do a whole other show on that, Mike. I mean, there's a whole ritual occult nature of that. Everybody needs to look into Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons, and the Los Alamos Nuclear Laboratory with, you know, Fat Man and Little Boy. Look into that. I mean, there's a whole, ritualistic nature of that. Again, Mike, you know, we were the first people to drop that, and that is another show of supremacy. And I believe that you really hit on something there, Mike, and I'm glad that you really did that, because listen to this. I mean, I really believe that what you mentioned there with the show of supremacy when we first dropped the nuclear bomb is now what we're entering into with these space-based weapons. This is a show of force. This is a way of showing these people, look what we can do. Don't mess with us. This is what we have. I really didn't think about that, Mike, until you mentioned that. That's a very good point.
Well, and again, it goes back to what we talk about, these factions of the New World Order that are fighting for their own control. And since we, in their minds, are nothing but cattle, you've got to think that these groups who control the different governments and are essentially the puppeteers of people like Bush and Cheney and Putin, that eventually, you know, they would have no qualms about using these type of weapons to kill millions of people. I mean, hey, it all fits into the end game, depopulation anyway, so who cares if we lose a few million or a few hundred million people, because we've got a particle beam war going on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what these people are afraid of. This is what these people do not want to happen. I mean, you know, the particle beam war. I mean, you know, I mean, the only war it's going to be again is us taking them out. I mean, China, all these people, look, they want to have these things up there, Mike. But you know, what scares me is some of these roaming satellites we know that Russia's talked about having for years, where you essentially have 20 to 30 thermal nuclear warheads on one, where they can basically just, you know, sprout these things out and shoot 20 or 30 at one time, which makes it's almost impossible for them to shoot down every single one. So this could be, also a response to some of the, technology that may be antiquated to us and maybe we've had for 20, 30 years. Maybe countries like China and Russia have just now gotten their hands on and are attempting to install, you know, orbiting in space.
Yeah, and trying to level the playing field. But again, of course, you know, that's always going to but then again, you have to sit and look back, too, with Clinton. Clinton gave a lot of this technology to China. How much of that technology ended up in Russia in the hands of the Indians? And now you've got Iran putting up their own rocket. So, I mean, you've got a number of countries that are looking to space. And, one would think that a country like India, if they're in space, that they're not going to sit idly by and not have those type of weapons. Japan is launching craft into space. They're going to want to have these type of weaponry. So it just goes... It would stand to reason that, you know, you could have an intense arms race up there in a short period of time, the least little thing could cause somebody to push a button somewhere, and you get literally have global Armageddon happen and not ever really know whose fault it was in the first place.
Oh, exactly, and then that's exactly what these people want. They want to be able to have their plausible deniability at all points.
Right.
And then again, that's really what it boils down to. They want to be able to have their supremacy, and they want to be able to have the control over the weapons, but at the same time, they want to be able to deny that they did anything in the event of that these things are used.
Well, and in the end, too, Josh, it's all going to come down once they if they achieve their dream of knocking the population down to about a half a billion. Eventually, it's going to come down to a fight between these yo-yos anyway, because they're all psychopaths, they're all vying for power, they all want to be the top dog, so eventually they're going to take these very same weapons and turn them on themselves. That's what I would love to be a fly on the wall to sit and watch that happen and watch these stupid psychopathic yaks take each other out.
Yeah, because you know they're going to do it eventually, Mike. I mean, they're going to get sick and tired of rampaging over us, and eventually they're going to go after each other. And then I believe they're going to internalize the fight, and they're going to turn on each other within the families.
Oh yeah, because again, these are all psychopaths. They don't know how to bond with each other. They're not going to trust each other, and they live totally on instinct. And that instinct is that I'm right, I'm never wrong, and if you tell me no, then all hell's about to break loose. And so, yeah, when all these families and these groups try to merge and come about, hey, the war is on. And then in the end, you know, they may achieve their goal somehow, But in the end, they're going to be their own undoing. I think that's just hilarious.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, again, I don't know. We have to fight these people. We have to continue to educate the masses. So hopefully we can win over these people. But, you know, at the same time, they are eventually going to cannibalize each other. That's just bottom line.
Exactly. Let's drop off the satellite thing here real quick. David Ray Griffin, a little 9/11 news for you here. David Ray Griffin was on the Charles Goyette program out in Arizona, a talk show in Arizona. He mentioned on that program that the FBI has confirmed, Josh, that on Flight 77, no phone call took place from Barbara Olson to her husband, Ted Olson, who was the Solicitor General of the United States. On 9/11, Ted Olson went out and had a press conference, said it in documentaries and other interviews, that he had had a conversation with his wife, Barbara Olson, on that morning, her calling from the plane, asking what to do on her cell phone, or it could have been from a seatback phone, we're not sure. But they're now saying that call never occurred.
Well, this is this is par for the course. I mean, we've already had the information pertaining to the airphones. We know that American Airlines, David Griffin came up with some great information last year pertaining to that the airphones were taken out even prior to 9/11, and they still insisted the airphones were used. I mean, again, this is another set of circumstances, and this makes this gentleman very suspect to me, Mike.
Oh yeah. Well, David Ray Griffin is a top notch guy, but this Ted Olson guy. He's the guy who represented Bush at the Supreme Court in 2000.
Let's
take a phone call. Bill in Idaho, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yeah, great play-by-play. I'm sure hoping to see the same thing Greybeard's seeing over there. I'm looking at a very circular pearlescent moon out here, but I haven't begun to see the eclipse. The question is... How do we know that they haven't begun to turn it on themselves? One of the 9/11 groups, I believe, mentioned particle beam and the fact that there was a disintegration from the top of the antenna to the top of the roof as it was being videographed. The other aspect of it is, and I asked before, has anybody been able to identify if there is a Cincinnati 911 group?
I quite honestly, I've not spent any time looking to find out. There's 9/11 groups all over the place.
Just go to meetup.com and type in Cincinnati, and you should be able to find it very easily.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it. Bill, thanks for the call. Air Boss in Texas, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
About your theory about the particle beams and the Russians with their new missiles.
Yeah.
If we can make a crater in the ground that's 3/4 mile deep and 3 miles wide, I don't see how anything can just survive in that, particle beams or not.
Well, that's what the
Russians
are
saying. Just with the old technology. You know, the Russians, if we can't find it, we can't hit it. But if we hit it, it can't survive.
Well, that's a good point.
Just a thought.
Yeah, that's just a thought. And that's one of the things they've talked about, too, is the fact that these things are going to be pretty stealthy. So then that may be where they're banking on everything. They can't be hit by a laser because they can't be found.
If they can't be found, we can't hit them. If we can hit them, they can't survive.
That's a good point. Air Boss, thanks. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Anything else?
No, she's just peace and a blessing.
There you go. You have a great
night. Thank you.
Night-night.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's true. You know, I mean, we can do a lot of damage. We can tear a lot of stuff up. But the key's going to be in finding it. But still, no, I mean, they're doing major upgrades to their missiles, and they've announced it. Again, it's a show of force and a show of strength. They're making all this stuff public. I mean, it just goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about. Hey, I'm the biggest hog in the trough. You got to watch me. There's a pecking order here, and this is just going back and forth, tit for tat. And the problem is now you've got Kosovo that's claimed independence, and there's a lot of people in Europe and other parts of the world, Josh, that are thinking a little conflict in regards to the independence of Kosovo is not a bad idea, which scares the pants off of me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Vladimir Putin is absolutely foaming at the mouth right now because not only is he having to deal with this space-based weapon scenario, and this being done right in his face, he's also having to deal with the independence of Kosovo, stating that he will appoint his nuclear weapon systems at Kosovo, and now Kosovo is joining the EU. You know, and this again, this really all goes back to the monetary policy and the consolidation of the wealth, the resources, the energy, and everything else. And again, as we talked about earlier in the segment, Mike, I mean, they're getting ready to cut that section out, and you know, it's really starting to create some turmoil there. And whether or not we're going to see conflict or not, I don't know. I know today there was a report where there are now NATO troops are now in Kosovo. Well, something's really gearing up, Mike, and it's going to get real interesting real quick.
Yeah, indeed it is. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, have a final segment here. We're talking with Josh Reeves tonight of The Global Reality. You can hear it every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. To 9 a.m. Central Time right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to take a break, come back, final few minutes with Josh. This has actually turned into a whole program. We've talked about this. So don't go anywhere. Back in a flash. This is The Midnight Rider.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Final few minutes here on the Midnight Rider tonight. I want to talk to you real quick about one of my good buddies, and I know one of Josh's good buddies, Tom James and HempUSA.org. The 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, they ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, they want to educate the listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper. Starting with 5 pounds and up, your body will react and heal itself. Given the proper nutrition, this superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org. That's 908-691-2608. And I can tell you, oh, man, it just makes you feel absolutely great. I eat them every night before the show. Take a couple of handfuls of hemp seeds before the program, and I am raring to go. And it makes your mind alert, makes you feel really great. Josh, the final few minutes here, possibility of an arms race, possibility of, you know, of an entire, again, false flag alien attack as we go by what, you know, Wernher von Braun, you know, said to Carol Rosen back in 73 or 74. Again, it looks like, you know, it's one, if it's not one thing, it's another. It's like that there's more and more things that they're trying to do to basically to scare populations into submission.
Yeah, it's going to get real interesting, Mike, here as we move closer and closer in the coming years. And I just think everybody needs to start looking into the secret knowledge, start looking into these different Freemasonic groups that go back. You know, find out what the real reasons are of why we're in Iraq. Find out what the about Sumeria and the different you know, civilizations there, and start looking and digging deeper, and always expand your knowledge, and always change your paradigm, shift your paradigm, because you know, if we don't constantly expand what we know and how much we know to get out to the masses, Mike, we're not going to be able to stop these people, and they're not playing games anymore. And if you think they won't stage something like that, you got another thing coming. The technology's there, and these people are ready to go forward.
Well, look, I mean, they staged 9/11, so if they'll do that, they'll do anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, that, you know, they have no compunction whatsoever regarding killing folks, whether it's our people or Iraqis or anybody else. I mean, there's 1 million dead Iraqis right now, and 3,000 people died on 9/11. 70% of the first responders are sick and dying. You think they've got any compunction about killing you? No, they don't, and they'll do it in a heartbeat. I mean, that's folks, that's the one thing that we have to know for certain. This is exactly the one thing that we will do. Josh's 2 hours has absolutely flown by.
I just want to thank you so much for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it. It's always good to be with you, man, and we've done this again. I hope we'll do it again in the future, and
I
salute you, man. It's good to be in the fight with good people, and I appreciate everything you do, brother.
Thanks. My pleasure. Josh's website is theglobalreality.com. Josh, you've also got a movie out. Tell them about your movie in about 15 seconds.
9/11 New World Rising. You can watch that for free at newworldrisingmovie.com. It's free there, and DVDs are available as well. Thanks a lot.
Do more than that. Buy the DVD and help Josh out so he can make more films and help get the word out. Josh did a great job on that movie and does a great job on his radio show here on Saturday and plus on TruthNet Radio during the week. And my hat's off to him. I mean, these are the guys who are going to win it for us. These young guys that are in here that decided, hey, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to do something. That's it for tonight. Tomorrow night, Ethan Allen on the show. We're going to talk about who's funding illegal immigration and La Raza. Talk about that in the first hour. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them that you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night.